Thank you. Yeah, I mean, this is an absolutely critical question for the UK Competition and Markets Authority, working out the most effective way to engage platforms and to improve their compliance. And I guess the place that you want to focus, the people you want to influence most, are the compliance teams within platforms, their content moderation teams, and their external advisors. You need to find a way of making them aware of their legal responsibilities, and you want to be in a place where you're putting in pl where they are putting in place processes to ensure that consumers are protected. Obviously, some businesses only comply with the law when it's in their interests financially or reputationally, and therefore it's absolutely critical to run enforcement cases to deter the most harmful practices. But all businesses need to be clear on what the law requires of them, and therefore we think it's also very important to place a major emphasis on other work that will make people aware of their responsibilities, like publishing guidance on what the law requires, sometimes before we've enforced, in order to make everyone aware of their responsibilities, sometimes after we've enforced, to underline the importance of compliance. But we also try and find other ways to spread our influence as well. It's quite common after we've completed enforcement work to find opportunities to speak at conferences where we know that platforms and their advisors will be. And in certain areas, we also like to become part of the debate. So on choice architecture, for instance, we really try and play an active role in the discussion over choice architecture and dark patterns. And we published a taxonomy last year of 21 different types of online choice architecture that we've seen being used and misused. So really, we try and be as creative as possible in using a range of interventions to be as visible and impactful as possible. Thank you.